Blog Talk Radio.
That is not how I wanted to start the program. I can tell you that right now. This is how well this would happen when you do back-to-back shows that are completely different. Did not want to start off. I love that. That's a classic. The Message, the absolute classic. This is the best of the Cyril Quinn Review for 2013. I'm your host, of course, Cyril Quinn. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be replaying various clips of the best of 2013 in terms of the shows we did. We did a lot of quality shows this year, had some good interviews, had a lot of fun doing it. I certainly would like to thank all the guests who have appeared on the program in the year, over the course of the year. July 9th, this year, we interviewed a young lady out of Philadelphia named Malay Chester. She is a professional actress, very talented, very beautiful young lady who took the time to talk about her career and how she got to where she is right now. We're going to play the best of that particular interview, so I hope you enjoy it. Here is Malay Chester.
On their roles now, this is, I think, probably one of the biggest challenges, in my opinion, of every actor or actress is once, where they make it big, however long they're in the business of the roles that they choose versus paying bills. And it is real. For working actors and actresses, this is what they do. This is what the bands do. Some of them obviously write and produce, but are you gonna be conscious of the role you take early on, or is it just somewhere you gonna be like, listen, I'm trying to get put on right now, I'm trying to establish myself, so I might have to take roles that I might deep down not like, but you know, I'm going to give the best two scenes that they've ever seen in movie history to get, you know, a bigger part. Because it's funny how it's hilarious to me how, not hilarious, but it's funny to see where some actors started, where they're at. I'll give you a perfect example real quick. You know, Ryan Gosling had a small, and I mean small role in Remember the Titans. Very small role. A lot of people might not even remember him, but he was in there. And there's a scene where, other than Denzel Washington, he's probably the biggest. If you look at that cast. Remember where he's at now? He's probably outside Denzel Washington, probably the biggest star going right now. And if you look at that cast and see how far he's going, but he had to start somewhere. So what are the kind of things you're looking for in roles early on in your career?
I feel like it's a difference between taking a small role. Like I am definitely willing to take a small role, in anything. If it's two scenes, if it's a line, I have no problems with that. But I do think it's a difference between that and choosing or doing something that you deep down inside don't want to do as far as what the story is about or what the, the quality of that work. And I feel for me it is, while I would never turn down a role because it's too small, I would turn it down if I felt that it went against my integrity as an artist. And I feel that it's important artist, especially as a young artist, to know what you will and won't do for whatever reason. You know, you just have to be true to yourself. But I don't think it's a good idea to just, you know, do any and everything just because you're, you know, trying to make it. But I mean, like, if that is your goal, if that's your goal, like if your goal is to just do whatever you need to do to make money or be famous, then, you know, by all means, go and do that. But if your goal, which I think is my goal, is to be a great artist, then I think it's important to make those decisions and to be able to say, no, I won't do that, you know, for my own personal reasons. But off the top of my head, I can't say, okay, these roles I won't do, you know, this I'll definitely do. I think it's a case-by-case basis, you know what I mean, as they come, where you can decide, or I can decide for myself to say, yes, I want to do this, or no, I don't want to do this, or this doesn't resonate with me, or, you know, I'm in love with this character, or whatever it is. But I think integrity is really important to me, and the quality of the work that I do is really important, not necessarily the size. Because if you do good work, and you do great on your one scene or your one line or your five lines or your two scenes, eventually that will take you to getting, you know, more work or bigger parts. But you have to start somewhere. So there I have no problem with that. It's just more about the quality and the integrity of the work and having the power to say no, you know, and feeling comfortable, but not saying like, oh no, because you're above something. The saying no, just because as an artist, that's just not what, you know, what you feel is right for you. And I think that's okay.
That is a wonderful way to put a bow on this program. I couldn't even go on after that. I just hope that young artists worth listening to that, because integrity is everything. Malay Chester, thank you as always for joining the program. I'm glad to have you a part of the Cyril Quinn Review family. And it was the next interview I do in terms of some certainly has big shoes to fill, because this you did a tremendous job. And again, Malay Chester, I'd like to thank her for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the program, and certainly we will be looking forward to seeing your work in the near future. And again, Squeak, short independent Squeak, and she also has Still. Squeak is a short film, and Still is the independent film. So be on the lookout for that. And again, Malay, thank you for your time. And
Thank you so much.
And certainly good luck in the future. Again, I feel, easy to say this because you're coming on the program, but again, the last couple statements that you made, you know, a lot of actors and actresses will sell out. That's just all it is to it. It is business. And, yeah, you are trying to pay some bills, but again, I feel that you can never go wrong if you are true to who you are as an artist, but certainly as an individual. But so again, Malay, right. Thank you for your time and good luck.
That course was Malay Chester talking about integrity, and you know how that is going to, you know, be a driving force in the kind of roles that she chooses in terms of how the direction of her career. And listen, it's not as simple as to say that's what she, you know, it sounds good to say, or that's what she's supposed to say. I mean, a lot of artists, you know, I mean, how many artists across all walks of life, music, acting, that would just take the paycheck and say, you know, the hell with integrity. I'm trying to get paid. I mean, I see a ton of actors who have taken the popcorn movies. It grossed a lot of money, or was supposed to gross a lot of money, and then you don't hear from them for another 5 years because their reputations have been kind of thrown to the side, and then they have comebacks. They finally they play in a couple of independent movies, have comebacks, and you say, oh, where was, you know, that guy, that girl, that guy or that girl was pretty good. What happened to them? Now they're back, and you forget how talented they are. So, you know, there's a lot to be said. I mean, I look at a guy, not to go off into a rant here, I look at a guy like Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis is the furthest thing from a commercial superstar. First thing from a commercial superstar. But Daniel Day-Lewis may be the best actor walking on the face of the earth right now because he watches the kind of choices, watches the kind of roles that he chooses. When he plays in the movie, he's going to destroy that role. And he'll take off 2 or 3 years, or maybe four or five sometimes, depending on, he's got a lot of gaps in his career. But again, three best actor awards for Daniel Day-Lewis, only male actor to do that, I believe, to win three best actor awards as a lead. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, might try to go that route. Of course, you have to have a talent. Or others might go the Samuel Jackson route and just play in every single movie known to man. Yeah, you know, but certainly we'd like to thank Malay Chester for that particular interview. Again, if you want to catch the full interview, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/SurrealQuinn. Go to the archives of my shows. That is the July 9th program, which aired July 9th, 2013, and it was a 7 p.m. show. So to make sure you have all the details in terms of that. One of my favorite interviews without question, and certainly was well deserving of being one of our best of. Stay tuned for the next edition of the Surreal Quinn Review Best Of. Next week, we'll continue the series of best, and stay tuned for that. Enjoy your evening. So long.